Good morning. 6:18. Yeah, 6:18. On a Sunday morning, July the 31st, 2016. I'm up. I've had a few swallows of coffee. Not exactly a whole cup, but enough to make me think that there might be more coffee in my immediate future, and that I might live to actually see it. So yeah, we're off to a good start. I've been up less than an hour. The cat's got me up at 5:30, for which I am actually grateful, because otherwise I could easily have slept until frickin' noon. Wow. So I've got a couple of people give me feedback already on betas for the milk run. Mostly positive. There was one description of fire foam that somebody said, that's not the smell I remember. And my defense is, it's a different fire foam. So most people are going to know what fire foam actually does smell like. I'm actually one of them. I know I've smelled it. We had fire foam drills in guard a long time ago. I don't actually remember what it smells like, but yeah, I'm going with different fire foam. So, and moving along, let's see what else. Something else. Oh, new story. The new book is. I went over 14,000 words yesterday. First 2 days of the new book. It's coming along. We've got a crew. A few people will find their names. The descriptions aren't going to be very accurate, but probably we'll find their names. I think I've got the roster filled out. I have to go back and double check it. A story, it's inside Ishmael's head, so it's a little bit, darker than I expected. I'm not going to question it. I'm going to try to change it. I'm just going to go with what's coming out. Because it's, you know, it may be too navel-gazery, I don't know, we'll see. But it's, you know, 7,000 words yesterday, 7,000 words the day before, 7,000 words today would take me to 21,000. 7,000 words tomorrow, which is the goal, I need to reach 25,000 before the end of day on Monday for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writer's novel, Rama Goal. But 28,000 for my personal goal of 3 7,000 word days. Now, I didn't get past my 7,000 words until rather late last night. I lost a lot of time right around dinner time. I needed to spend a little quality time with the family to let them know that, no, I'm not angry with them. I'm just working. This is what me working looks like. And I've had a lot of commentary around the house about all you're doing is playing games. Yeah, sort of. That's also what me working looks like. But now that I'm actually lashed to the keyboard by the story, so that interruptions become not just irritations, but actually problems. Problems I'm likely to respond badly too, since they are largely trivial and impossible to ignore. So yeah, it's good. It's good that I'm actually so far down this rabbit hole. I like in the Rocky Mountain Events page, we're all encouraged to track our status through the day, and at the end of the day, to encourage the other people who are trying to do it. And I'm really cognizant of the reality that for most of the people, I have a tremendous advantage in that at least Friday and Monday, I don't have an outside office that I need to appease. I don't have a master that needs attention on a weekday. I'm the only master who really needs attention on the weekday. Although there are people in my house who believe that they, in fact, are the master and will get their due in terms of attention. I'm talking about the cats, of course. So I feel sort of obligation to do a good job, to show people what it looks like, that it's not all, oh yes, I'm just going to sit down and write a few hundred words today, and that will be my production, and then I'll be free to contemplate my navel, have a cup of coffee, eat a few bonbons, converse with others. And that actually what it is punching the time clock, in effect, at 7:30 in the morning, every time I take a break, punching out with a word count, and then owning the word count. Yeah, it was only, you know, it was 2 hours, it was 500 words. It was because I was busy building a roster. And I don't count those words. Those words aren't part of the manuscript. They're not part of the story. They're words I wrote, but they're not part of the manuscript, so they don't get counted. What they do is help me. Let's see, who's supposed to be on watch right now? Okay, let me check the roster. Yes, it's this person. I just plug it in. I don't have to stop and go figure out who do I have? What's on the... I just punch it in. It's like they're leaving Trey. They're getting underway for the first time in the refitted Chernyakhova. And it's like, where are they going? They're making what would have been in the Tinker a double, but because they've got extra legs, they're jumping direct to... Where the hell's my chart? Oh, it's Jet. Welliver and Breakall are opposite each other. Jet and Trey are opposite each other. Jumping to Jet with a load of ceramic clay for rocket nozzles. Or it might be the rocket nozzles themselves. I've forgotten now what I've plugged in. It probably should be the rocket nozzles since they make those in Drake. At any rate, they're jumping a load of widgets from point A to point B. And since I've already drawn the chart, I know what point B must be. It made it pretty easy for me to just... Okay, let me take the 30 seconds it needs to look up the right port so that I don't introduce continuity errors right out of the box. So yeah, there's stuff that has to happen, particularly with a new book, like roster for the ship. It's a big roster because it's a brick, it's a barbell. Monk post. It's coming along. It's coming along. It's coming along. I think it's coming along nicely. The story feels a lot richer. And I think it's because I have so much to draw on. I have so much backstory that I can use to fill in the framework, to color in what might otherwise be an empty space with a detail that helps set the setting, establish the setting, and works with character, works with, particularly because this is a series work, it helps to fill in a little bit of what came before without actually spoiling too much. There's a shift in Ishmael's thinking. There's a shift in his outlook and perspective brought about by his change in circumstance again, because ultimately I think we're all driven by our circumstance, and what we think, how we think, what we do is driven to a very large degree about circumstance, about driven by circumstance. He's got a full officer corps. He's not standing bridge watches. He's not trying to solve some personnel problem, because number one, he has a first mate whose job it is to deal with personnel problems. Number two, he's managed to hire a fresh crew from a large collection of spacers who have been stranded at Dre. So last day of July. Let's see if we can't get this novel over the 21,000 words hole. The transition to the second act should happen tomorrow. If the word count and the storyline and all the other details fall into place, the pacing is typical for me. It starts a little slow, because I don't want to have pacing problems where I have to speed up and then slow down, and then speed up and then slow down, and then speed up and then slow down. It's not that kind of story. I did have a bit of feedback on Milk Run that the ending feels a little rushed and light on detail, and I'm going to have to go back and revisit that, because I'm going to get hit on it feels a little rushed, because there's the problem is that the way the story is set up, it's actually set up to show that the Melbourne Maru and Natalia and Zoya and Captain Trask are all engaged in something that is, it involves the ship, but it involves something larger and outside the ship that they're only tangentially involved in and aware of. So a lot like the ending of Ownershare, where I had to cheat Kurt back into it to round out that, to close off that storyline. There's a certain parallelism to the end of Milk Run that I looked at and said, yeah, I think this is the ending that it needs. It's not the ending that everybody is going to be happy with. So, we'll do what we do. I think it's going to be... So, yeah, it's something I'm sensitive to. I don't know. It's possible I could add a little bit in here. There's possible that I could round this off a little bit to make it a little bit less abrupt. The problem is this: I have this bias, and when the story is over, the book should end. And there is a denouement. There is a chapter at the end that is the after action chapter that tells the reader, yes, this is the end of the book. You can go home now. It is short. It happens relatively early. As I'm walking along thinking about it, I can think of one change. If I want to deal with it. I don't know if it's going to make the story better. That's the thing. It's just going to transfer that sort of feeling of being rushed. And might introduce a cliffhanger feel that I really don't want, because I hate cliffhangers. So I don't know. We'll see. I've asked for feedback by Tuesday, so that when I'm done with the novel Rama, I will have feedback from betas. I can look at the manuscript and think, okay, do I want to fix this? Do I want to fix that? Is there something here? Something there? And then toss it over to Karen Conlon for editing. We'll see how soon she can get it back. Okay, that's not going to work. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.